عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته مولانا. Good morning.
Now the coup in Sudan, that's the big story. Tell us about it.
Well, the coup in Sudan has happened, and now we are talking of something that, of course, we knew, we expected it. It would come, and it just boggles the mind, really, you know, of how it has come at this, you know, point in time. And we are shocked, really, you know, by this precedent that the army, having gone into an agreement with the civilian component, has decided, you know, to take power and dissolved, arrested the prime minister, detained the prime minister and the other ministers, and dissolved, you know, the government altogether. But we knew that these generals were not in it for the people. These generals are being handled, you know, from outside, and they are told what to do. So they thought that, you know, the issue of the peace process that Sudan, you know, was forced into, was being, you know, was under threat from what is happening now. Was under threat, you know, from these guys, the civilian component, and they were told to move at this time and arrest, you know, those people, dissolve that, to save, you know, their so-called peace, you know, peace with Israel.
So, does Omar al-Bashir have a hand in this? What is his status? Could he likely make a comeback as a result of the coup?
Well, I don't think so, to be honest. I don't think that Omar Bashir is involved in this. You know, General Burhani, these are the guys, you know, who the new guys on the block, and they are the ones who removed, you know, him. If it were the other way around, perhaps, you know, the civilian component saying maybe Omar al-Bashir, one thing I know is Omar al-Bashir would not definitely be on the side of the so-called, you know, Abrahamic thing. I think he would have been, you know, a bit resistant, you know, to that. But this crop of generals, the new generals who are in charge now, we know they're getting a lot of money from the Gulf, you know, Arab countries like Saudi, and the best of money, billions they are given, and they are doing a bid, you know, for those, you know, countries that are for they are so-called Abrahamic, you know, peace accord.
Right. So now the issue in Swatini, is there a solution here? How long can the monarchy survive under these circumstances?
I don't think this monarch is going to be to survive for a long time. We are seeing the beginning of an end of this monarchy. And to make matters worse, the king himself seems to be very arrogant, and he's not even giving an ear to his people. Whether they try, you know, some other countries will try to prop him up a little, you know, so that, you know, he remains in power. But I don't think, you know, it is going to be for long. I think the time has come now for him either, you know, to sit down with his subjects, the opposition and the like, and map, you know, a way forward. As it is now, the people are tired, and I think, you know, it's already exploded as it is. But it might even, you know, escalate further. So for him, the best really is to allow, you know, the democratic, you know, movement to go ahead and plan. They've given him demands that he hasn't, you know, agreed to yet. And the demands are they don't want him, you know, to be the executive a leader of the country. They want him, you know, to not to be involved in the day-to-day running of, you know, the country, and just be a ceremonial king without executive powers, and allow the country, you know, allow the people to organize themselves in political parties, and then go for elections, and then vote for a leader that they want. So if he doesn't, you know, agree to that, I don't see him staying. Really, this king is on his way out. And if he doesn't, you know, listen to the people, he will be overthrown in Eswatini. And very soon, even the army is getting, you know, they are getting very, you know, incensed at the moment by, you know, his attitude. And some in the army might actually, you know, go on the side of the people. And you know what that means.
All right, Dr. Mehta, as always, shukran for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Mahalo.